Why are businesses like HelloVet choosing Apple products and services?
So we started the business 2 years ago. We had a few people who were used to PCs, and this was their first foray into Macs. But it's been super smooth getting everyone onto those devices, and everyone seems really, really happy.
Find out how Mac can help you run and grow your business at apple.co/HelloVet.
So if astrology had a rehab center, I'd literally be checking in for the month. Between the eclipses, retrogrades, and whatever the moon was doing, I literally feel like I barely survived the spiritual obstacle course this past month. To help us make sense of this cosmic madness, I am with the spiritual bodybuilder. So Nahum is known for bridging the physical and the metaphysical. Every planet, every retrograde, every alignment is another rep in your spiritual growth, testing your strength, your discipline, and your devotion. So today we're diving into astrology in general, into cosmic cycles, energetic upgrades, and what it really means to live in rhythm with the universe. Before we get started, just a quick shout out to Dr. Bradley Nelson and iHeartRadio. And to our listeners, please do not forget to like and subscribe. You're not going to want to miss this show. Nahum, it's so good to have you back. What a great topic. The world is like shifting and changing, and everyone's going through crazy stuff right now. But how are you doing? What's going on? And I'm curious, what's your sign?
Well, thank you, Lisa, for having me on the podcast again. I love getting down with you guys. We talk about so much cool stuff. Let's see, for me, the energies are, they're not any crazier than they were 10 years ago. It's just faster. And we're becoming more aware of it as a collective, which I think that's why more and more people are getting really interested in this. So my sign, I am a Capricorn sun, an Aries rising, and Aquarius moon. And so that's Western astrology. So I actually study multiple different methods. I study Vedic, I study heliocentric, as well as tropical. And I can get into briefly the differences and similarities of all of them. But for all intents and purposes, especially here, in the Western Hemisphere, I think we're going to fundamentally stick to tropical astrology. Now the foundational difference of tropical versus, say, Vedic, which is the ancient original type of astrology used by the Vedas in India, is we have something to call the precession of the equinox. So every so often, I believe it's every 72 years, the wobble of the Earth's axis shifts. I believe it's 7 degrees per 72 years. No, 1 degree every 72 years. And so since the time of Jesus, right, when we started this new Gregorian calendar, it has moved 23 degrees over that period of time. So it's that period of time difference, the precession of the equinox, which we establish the rising sign. So the rising is where we on the horizon where we see the sun rising up, right? So that shift makes the signs a little bit different. But what I have found is that tropical astrology shows us as far as who we are in relation to humanity, right? Not just our ego, but our spirit's calling to the world. Whereas if you look at heliocentric, which puts the sun at the center of the universe, so Earth actually becomes a vibratory element in that process. That is more about the collective conscious soul of humanity and that perspective looking at our consciousness. The Vedic astrology, which is that they stopped updating that basically around the time of Jesus. So that actually only goes to Saturn, which is the ruler of this world here, right? And it did not include the precession of the equinox. So everything there starts at 0 degrees Aries. And that one is more of the virtue composition of the soul in and of itself. And they actually focus much more on the moon than anything else, where in tropical, they focus more on the sun in the rising. Okay. So literally, really, it's just looking at different perspectives so we can see the collective component of our consciousness as well as human consciousness as a collective.
Okay, so let's begin with what even got you interested in astrology? Because you've been an athlete, like a soldier, a healer, astrologer. You're into all these things. How did astrology change the way you see yourself, and how did you even get into it?
It's a very good question. So after I got back from Iraq, when I was in the military, I didn't know anything about any of this stuff. And that was the first time, I would say, my first identity crisis or spiritual awakening happened. And after I came back and I was going through the military medical process, I felt very lost in my life. And around military bases, you have a lot of different churches and religious factions, right? So I was going around to Christian churches, even like Buddhists. Temples and studying all these different kinds of Christianity, even of Catholicism, of Judaism. And I wanted to understand, and I was looking for something to speak to me, right? I was doing that
Right.
for about 3 years or so. And I wasn't really finding the answers that I was looking for. Everywhere I went, just it felt off, right? And I wanted it to feel right, but it didn't authentically speak to me. So it wasn't until, I went to ASU for a couple of years and I studied world religions and I learned all the intellectual components of what they all try to teach. And I was finding that they all kind of teach the same thing fundamentally, just different explanations of it. And
Right.
it just something felt just like a smidge off, right? There was something that I learned from all of it. But in 2013, when I was going to all these personal development courses, these NLP techniques, like Tony Robbins kind of stuff, right? And I met this woman at one of these courses that I went to, and she was an astrologer. And she was like, "Can I have your information? Can I look at your chart?" I was like, "Yeah, all right, why not?" So I gave her my information. You know, I have a
Yeah.
unique birthday, January 1st, 1979. And
Oh, wow.
right. And so she came back to me 3 days later with an audio recording of those, like 3.5 hours long. And I
Wow.
sat there. I remember I sat there and I listened to this thing in my car. And as I'm listening, it felt like she was describing me to me, describing it better than I can describe myself. And
Right.
I was just like, how does she know these things about me? Like my desires, the way that
You're
I
like
think,
looking over your shoulder. You're like.
right? Right? So a lot of these things, like she was a Vedic astrologer, okay, and I didn't
Okay.
understand all these little nuances till later, but she also did my numerology, and you know she was like, you're a one life path, you're a leader, a pioneer, you're an original thinker, but you're gonna trigger a lot of people. You can't work for somebody else. You need to create your own things. That's what make you feel alive inside, and on and on and on and on. And after I got this, I must have listened to it 5 or 6 times in like a week. And it actually started, it spoke to my soul, and it started this path for me where I wanted to know more because, like, I want to know more about who I am. And I want to
Yeah.
know how she came to these conclusions, right?
Yeah, so many people try and be the person that their boss wants them to be, or their husband or wife wants them to be. And really, we need to be who we're meant to be.
Right. And when, you know, especially in my time, there wasn't the internet, you know, as I was growing up. We just started to have cell phones, and like, you know, I was back in the day where I had a beeper and I would have to call on a collect, you know, call collect, you know, to get a hold of
You're totally
somebody.
aging yourself right now. No one would have known you were
Right.
as old as you're making yourself sound.
No kidding. But with the lack of connection to information, I came to realize that I was a product of my environment conditioning. In the military, of course, they brainwash you into being a soldier, right? But that
Yeah.
was the first part of myself that I actually felt like I got to know who I was. I'm a warrior by nature, but I was so
Yeah.
much more than that. And that's what I started to realize after I went to Iraq. I started realizing this sort of empathic, emotional depth that I had that nobody I ever met really had ever understood. So I had to learn how to really dig beyond my intellectual thought process, deeper into my feeling process, but I had so much trauma around that feeling process through abandonment issues and rejection issues and whatnot. It was embedded into my central nervous system. So as I started to learn that, and then soon after that, I went to massage school. I learned how to meditate, okay, and slow myself down, which I had never done before. And then, of course, when I got into ayahuasca, forget about it. Everything just started to really evolve and blossom from there. But astrology, astrology is not a religion. Let me just put it out there, right? It's
I
an
was
art
just going to
form
ask you,
and a
what is
philosophy.
astrology really about? Like, how do you explain it to someone who thinks it's Oh, it's just my horoscope or, my sign. Like, how do you define astrology?
So I consider astrology to be an I'd say esoteric psychology. Now, when I say the word esoteric, that's kind of a trigger word. A lot of people hear esoteric and they think evil or Illuminati or one of these, mystery schools out there. All esoteric means is what's hidden, right?
Ooh, I kind of
Same thing
like
with a
that. That
cult,
makes that word kind
right?
of risque and sexy, actually.
But what are we doing as a humanity right now? We're facing the hidden parts of ourselves, right? So
Totally.
I feel like there was some kind of psyop, throughout the ages where esoteric and occult, because a cult really means the same thing. It's the action of the esoteric,
Right.
right? So we're just talking about the shadow. And guess what? We all have shadow,
That's why it's
right?
so difficult for people to understand that, because they don't want to face their shadow.
Well, not only that, but a lot of religions, or a lot of people that are teaching religion. And now that, and this is why religion can be such a powerful tool in a positive way, but also such a powerful tool in a negative way. Depending on where your belief systems are at and where you've been conditioned to, it's going to help you connect to God, or it's going to put you in a prison of your own self-defeating belief systems. So we
Yeah.
really have to be careful about that. Now, astrology can do that too, mind you. All right, as you learn, as you grow, and as you open your mind and you surrender to what really feels right, that's the big difference of learning these things. It is a
Well,
tool to understand how to feel your feelings at its very
yeah.
core,
I knew
right?
this woman who had a book of her yearly prediction that she got printed out, and she would literally make decisions based on what it told her about that day. And I mean, I respect whatever she wanted to do, and she was
Yeah.
respecting the energy, but I was like, it's a little extreme to me that you're basing every
Yeah.
decision on what your yearly prediction is telling you to do. So you're not going to take this amazing opportunity because your prediction says a month from now this isn't good for you. So she would live by that.
So there are a lot of people that do that. I, in fact, when I started this, I did that to a certain extent. And I'll tell you why, because when people are lost, they are looking for some type of guidance.
A
Typically,
map.
when you are lost, it comes from outside of yourself because you don't haven't learned to trust your own heart yet, right?
Yeah.
But the important thing to understand with that too is that whatever you're seeing or responding to, it's a vibrational match to your energetic field. So even something like that, if it brings you to say something that you don't want in life, that process is still teaching you.
Yeah.
Because if you take an action based on something, and the result of that action is not to what you thought it was going to be, or where you wanted it to go, then you then after that point, you have to take a step back and look at it and say, okay, where did I go wrong within myself about approaching this information system process, whatever you want to call it, right?
Yeah.
So if we can look at it like that, we realize all of this is still a learning tool. But it's still just a tool, and we have free will and we have interpretative value, which means that whatever we make it in our own mind is guiding us somewhere to still learn a new lesson. And I went through many layers of that, right? At first, if, for example, when I got this initial reading, the astrologer that gave it to me said that I need to write a book, right? Now, this is back in 2013. And I had no idea what I was going to write a book about, but I was like, all right, I'm writing a book. I'm going to figure it
Oh.
out, right? So I locked myself in my brand new house that I had just got, my very first house I ever moved into. And for a weekend, I just sat there and I wrote and I'd scrumble it up and I'd write again, scrumble it up, write again. And I tried all these different techniques to get the thought process out of what do I even want to write about? And I had all these experiences, right? But I was still in the middle, really, more at the very beginning of my life learning process. So what happened as I wrote over and over again was I realized that as I was writing as the victim, or I was writing as the wounded child. I was still placing blame on the outside world for things that happened to me. I did end up writing like a 25-page book about fascia and chakras and how they interact with human emotion, right? So And then I ended up using that for little stuff, but that wasn't really where I thought I was going to go with it. Now, the reason I did a bunch of studying and I figured out the reason why she said that was because Jupiter was transiting through my third house. Now, the third house is the house of publishing, right? So that's why when Jupiter it expands, it gives the opportunity for everything to be successful, right? But it did not have the end result that I thought it was going to have. So I got this little 25-page book that, I came out, and I even still like now I use it too as a free gift for people that sign up for my newsletter on my website, right? Which is cool. But I look back on it, I'm like, okay, that was when I was first really diving into this esoteric realm, and I really still didn't fully understand it, but I had a basic fundamental curiosity, and I even asked more questions than I gave answers. But 12 years later, it's about, well, astrologically, it's roughly 12 years now. Okay. Jupiter is transiting through my third house again. And what did I do? I wrote two
Published
books
about,
on the third, right? Because the cycle of learning had fully come to its completion. And now I'm able to tell, and I had a much bigger story to tell at this point, right? So
I
now
think
that I
that's where a
wrote
lot
these
of people
books,
get confused, is they see a prediction or they see something in their astrology, they see something in their chart, and then they put a time limit on it. Like they self-impose their own idea around it, and they're like, "Oh, this is gonna be coming soon." And you really can't do that. It's all about the lessons, and like you said, it's about changing yourself so that your frequency matches that vibration. So if you have a prediction that says December you're gonna be rich, that doesn't mean you get to sit on your ass and do nothing. You still have to align to it.
very true. So with that, a deeper lesson that I learned through that whole process, just to give your listeners a deeper understanding of example, so that they can take that example into their own circumstance. What I came to realize is that in my mind, right, when I was growing up, I grew up, my family was like, you got to suffer to make ends meet. You got to work your ass off to, make money and be the provider and supporter of the family, right? Don't feel your feelings, shut up and do it anyways, right? So my belief system that was associated with being successful out there in the world from a book, I didn't truly believe that I deserved that. And I still believe that I had to suffer and work hard in order to just make ends meet. So I had to still learn the lesson of believing in myself that I deserved and that I was worthy of riches from coming in, from getting a positive message out there into the world. All right. That authentic frequency is coming online in its fullest expression. The date of that is February 20th, and we can get into that more specifically in a little bit. But what I want people to understand is you see out in the world right now, all these people that are corrupt, that are liars, they're greedy, they're narcissists, they're sociopaths, they're psychopaths, all this stuff, that is the frequency that has been running the world in a corrupt, counterfeit kind of way for generations. Right? All that frequency is being lifted and being cleared out. And the frequency of authenticity, which you could also say the frequency of the meek, which I talk about in the Bible, right? The meek is coming online as the new leadership style in human consciousness, right? So all these
That gets me
people that
so
have
excited.
amassed, all these people that have amassed all of these riches and all this wealth from all this hurting other people and all this corruption. And I'm seeing it in my own life right now, and I'm sure you are too. But these people are starting to have health issues. They're starting to come down with all these problems in their life. They're getting called out. They're getting lawsuits brought to them, right? Because they're not in integrity. And those kind of people are now coming to me. And I'm able to, charge what I'm worth now, in order to be able to do the healing work, because really that healing work is priceless for people to find their inner peace within themselves. So now the meekness, the integrity of that doing the right thing, especially when no one's looking, is coming to the surface that is now showing the world, hey, the authenticity, you can't hide from the fakeness anymore. So that authenticity is starting to shine through, and we are still going through a death process in our collective consciousness to where that meek type of energy is now taking dominance starting February 20th. It's like we've been in this birthing canal, this birthing process really since 2020, but it's really ramped up in speed and efficacy in this last year. So, and this is all correlated to the Saturn and Neptune conjunction that is coming exact into its perfection on February 20th of next year.
Wow, that's insane. It's so much to comprehend, but I'm sure a lot of people out there can feel the shift of the energy in the world right
For sure.
now. And it's like if you are part of that meek group, it's the contrast is intense, and it's almost like you kind of sit up a little taller because you know what's happening and it's exciting.
It
But I
is,
want to ask you this. What do you
yep.
think the most misunderstood part of astrology is, especially in the wellness space?
A lot of people think that astrology is demonic
Oh, interesting.
because.
Say more.
And this is a contradiction that I see in the Bible that is I have debates with my mother about this all the time. She's a devout Christian,
Uh-oh.
and let me first preface this by saying that I'm a believer and follower of Jesus Christ. Okay?
Yes.
I believe that Jesus came here to teach us how to live, to teach us how to be, and he wants leaders, not followers. So
Yeah.
he was teaching us how to live and how to be living in the heart center, right? The heart
Yeah.
center is the most powerful energy in existence. So in the Bible, it says, and I'm going to paraphrase here because I don't know the exact scripture, but it says something to the effect of do not use divination tools, as divination tools are evil. So all the prophets that like even look like at Moses, or the prophets that psychically shared their psychic insights to see what's going on in the world, those people are using what? Divination tools.
Right.
So they're using divination tools to tell everybody else not to use divination tools. And to me, that is a contradiction. And that is where they create the fear around accessing all of our true gifts. Because us as human beings, we inherently have this natural God-given gift of all the clairs, clairaudient, clairsentient, all the different clairs, right? And those are coming online at an exponential rate right now.
Yeah.
So here the confusion and the problem is that, again, going back to our belief systems, right? When our belief system is still where we have entities attached to us, we have belief systems that have been molded through trauma that is embedded in our central nervous system. Those limiting belief systems will create inauthenticity. So the mediums that are channeling these entities or what have you, if they're not going directly to, Christ consciousness or the Holy Spirit, to me, they're both one and the same. All right.
Yeah.
Which is pure love, authentic vibration. Then you're bringing in these lower vibration entities that are not for everybody's highest and best good. And those can be very manipulative. And again, the people that are drawn to people like that are also people that have a vibrational match to that lower vibration. So
Yes.
even still, we are a match to the energy that's trying to teach us something. So the big thing that we have to do whenever we're working with any kind of stuff like this is to let go of expectation. You know that you have to do some kind of inner work. The purpose is to do the inner work within yourself to better yourself and let go of any expected outcome. Because the expectation of the outcome that destroys any potential progress. Failure is a state of mind, it's an opinion.
Yeah.
Anything that does not work out the way you intended it or wanted it to means that you're meant to go in a different direction, or you're meant to learn something different than what you had expected. And the expectation comes from a desire to control. The desire to control comes from fear.
Right.
Right? So we are coming down to the bare bones of what is human consciousness. It's divided into two groups, and everything stems from these two groups of either love or fear. So you have to ask yourself, where are you coming? Like, say you get an astrology reading, right? Are you getting it because you're afraid of what your future holds, or afraid of a relationship not working, or afraid of your business, failing, or whatever it might be? Or are you curious? And do you want to understand more? And are you open-minded enough to see the possibility that how can I love myself more? How can I express my love? Or maybe what do I think is love, but it's actually attachment? right?
Right.
That was a big lesson that ayahuasca taught me initially when we spoke in our last podcast, right?
Yes.
So at the end of the day, we're all coming back to love if we choose to. But that fear is insidious. That fear is the trickster. It's the master of our own demise.
Yeah.
So that is where astrology can be a very powerful tool, right? But we have to be careful not to get attached. And also too, you can't, like, all these TikTok astrologers out there and the people that are even the AI stuff that you see, oh, if you're a Capricorn, then you have all this going on this year. That is limited and it's crap, okay? Because in tropical astrology, you might be a Capricorn. In Vedic astrology, I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, interesting.
Right? So you have to include all the planets, you have to include all the houses, you have to include all the aspects to really get a full, clear understanding of what it is, who you truly are, and to look at the shadow side and the positive side of all these different planets and houses. Because each planet, think of it this way, each planet is an archetypal personality. If you listen to, like, Caroline Miss, right? Have you ever heard of Caroline Miss?
I have not.
Okay, so Caroline Miss, she wrote like 30 books on archetypes of our psychology, right? And
Interesting.
she says every single human being has four inherent survival archetypes that we all have to move through in our life. So every human being carries these four shadow archetypes. It's the victim, the saboteur, the wounded child, and the prostitute. Okay? And once we really can look at these archetypes and how they hold us back, when we can take a step back and observe our patterns of behavior and see, okay, I did this from a wounded place. I sold myself out to gain this safety, right? Or, I did this because I felt a sense of lack or I wasn't confident in myself. That is meant to teach us something. So, and each planet has these higher vibrational archetypes and these lower vibrational archetypes, and the process of awakening that we're all going through right now is being able to look and understand and comprehend each one of these archetypal patterns in these planets, which is inherent in all of us, and see where we're living out the shadow aspect of it and what we can do or how we can behave and act in order to embody the higher vibrational archetypes of these planets. And there are thresholds to this. So once we get to a certain point, we're still going to be tested, okay? But once we hold the light and we align a vibration between mind-heart coherence, which is really the ultimate goal, when our heart speaks to our mind, our heart gets in the driving seat, right? Which is really what's happening collectively right now. That's why it seems so crazy. Because our ego can no longer be in control anymore. It's our heart that is saying, hey, it's time, let me drive. You're drunk, you need to get an Uber, right? It's
Yeah.
time for me to take over, and you need to take orders from me now, right? And when we
Yeah.
get to that point, the things that are out of alignment will still come in and test us. Say, did you really make it? Are you really there? Either through bigger opportunities, through more things that are going to challenge our rising in our meekness.
Yeah. Well, I
Right?
love that you're explaining it this way because so many people say, I'm a Virgo. I have all these traits, so this is the way I am. But really, it's like we're so
Crap.
complex and we're like just like a mix of everything, depending
Yeah.
on where the positions are. And we
Right.
change
So,
fluidly throughout the day. I mean, I am never the same. I'm different all the time. Like I was tossing a football this weekend and then I was at a crystal show and I'm making sales and I'm a healer. Like you can be your everything. We're everything mixed into one.
100%. We all have different strengths and weaknesses or vulnerabilities and solidities in our personality traits, but that's also where we are uniquely embedded in this earth in a specific place at a specific time for specific reasons. And when we learn to flow with the faith and the knowing that we're here and we're exactly where we're meant to be, that's when this higher vibration energy can start to flow through other people. As human beings are meant to be around other human beings. We're meant to be interdependent, right? So that's another thing I'm seeing in the spiritual or new age kind of communities. People are like isolating themselves either to a small group or within and of themselves. Like,
Yeah.
I can't handle the energy. It's too strong, and I need to not be around people. Now, granted, there are times for that when you're doing some deep integration and you're trying to, like get clear of distractions from outside of yourself. But the real work is being able to hold that center within you in a loving place and get around people and not take on other people's energies.
So learning how to
Right?
protect yourself in a sense.
Learning how to have healthy boundaries.
Oh, I think a
Right?
lot of people struggle with that. I mean, I'm
I think
Canadian
so
and
too.
we're known to be like overly friendly. And yesterday I was at a Starbucks and I was standing, I was blocking the bathroom door. And this woman walks up to me. She goes, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." I'm like, "Whoa, what are you sorry for? What's going on?" And she literally just wanted to get by me to go to the bathroom. And I looked and I'm like, "We're Canadian. We have to stop being so like apologetic. Why are you apologizing?"
Right.
And it's kind of funny. We need to, those boundaries are so important. My
Very much
God.
so. Very much so. And it's the boundaries that are going to always be tested. But once we get into those healthy boundaries, then you'll find that you can be in the same environment, the same atmosphere, and then you become more aware of what's around you, and you just hold on to that sort of inner smile. Like
Yeah, people
case
can
in
sense
point.
when someone has strong boundaries and they respect that. The people I
100%.
respect the most are the ones that'll tell me no when I'm trying to push their boundaries. And if they tell
Yeah.
me no, I don't get mad at them. I'm like, "Oh my God, I respect that." Like, it's almost like an aphrodisiac to me. Like, it is such a turn
Right.
on.
Well, it's that inner self-confidence, that inner knowing,
Yes,
right? And
the confidence is key to everything. Oh my God, you can tell when someone's super confident. It's so fucking sexy.
well, good. I'm happy that you think so. So right now, in particular, shifting gears a little bit, right? We just entered a pretty hefty retrograde season. We have now five planets in
Yeah.
retrograde. Now, I would like to bring up something about retrogrades, because a lot of people have misconceptions about what that even means. A lot of people think that they gotta not buy a car or just stop living life or stay away from certain things. Look, a red and also you have to remember too that you're born more than likely with some retrograde planets. So
Yeah.
if a retrograde planet goes retrograde and your natal planet is in that same retrograde motion, it's actually going to act like it's forward for you because that's your natural state of being.
Oh,
Okay.
interesting.
Yeah. So all retrograde means is going within. So as opposed to the energy moving
It's not on the
outside,
outside, because so many people think that retrograde means the energy on the outside is causing the chaos in the inside.
no. It means that the way that our emotional energy is flowing is now it's when a planet is direct, generally speaking, right? It means that you're taking what you've learned from the previous retrograde cycle and now you're going out into the world to practice what you've been learning internally. Okay?
Interesting.
When planets goes retrograde, it just means that you're in an introspective, more of an introspective state. So you had just gone through a period of time where everything was direct, right? We just went through about a 6 month cycle where things were forward moving externally, right?
Right.
Now we have to take all that energy, all those new things that we just got involved with in our life, and we have to integrate and process it emotionally. So if you're in a business, right, you just made a whole bunch of new changes and shifts. You have a lot of big things happening in your business. Now is going to be the time to look over the paperwork again, make sure, okay, I agree with this, I agree with this, everything is good. Okay, did I hire the right team? How do I take a step back and look, how is this team functioning? Case in point, like I just did, like a biohacking expo this past weekend. So we identified some ways that we can function better, some ways that we can shift the positions of what people are doing and how we operate. So it's time to get more structured, write it all down, right? And create new updated contracts. Say, okay, this is your job description. These are your responsibilities here. And this is what we're going to offer you for this next chapter. This is going to last 1 year or whatever, right? And do you agree or disagree? Let's get on the same page so that we can take that into this next phase, right?
Right.
Now, this is different for everyone because all of our consciousness, we're all moving through something else. But the good thing about this retrograde is that, okay, now, okay, good or bad, this is subjective, right? But say if you've been escaping or you've been avoiding feeling things or you've been lackadaisical, right? And not taking any action. Well, this is going to bring up all the stuff that you kind of maybe regret or you feel like you didn't do right or that you're not processing in an efficient manner things that you're avoiding are now going to hit you 10 times harder. Okay.
Okay.
Neptune, being at 29 degrees of Pisces, where it's at right now, is finishing up a 160-year cycle with Saturn. Okay. So because of that finishing up the cycle, this is like all the stuff from like the last five, six lifetimes are all coming up and say,
Wow.
hey, it is time for you. We're all coming into a new place and stepping into a new version of ourselves, right? Human consciousness is evolving and elevating to a new place. So this is where it's very unique in that we are having cycles happening that we haven't seen some in thousands of years. Okay.
Wow.
So as our consciousness raises and it's clearing out all this egoic nature, all these self-limiting, self-defeating dynamics and mechanisms that have been embedded in our central nervous system are now at the very, very top, right? And we can't ignore it anymore. So with Neptune sitting at the very last degree of the very last sign of the zodiac, Neptune is probably is definitely ruling the chart in its power. So the desire to escape is at an all-time high. And this is where we're seeing drug addicts and overdoses and like even people, even
You know
I'm
what?
seeing people that aren't grounded, it's like their energy is like a balloon that's just kind of like dangling in the air,
Yeah.
right?
This weekend, I was tempted to get drunk and party, and I haven't touched alcohol in so long. Like, that is not my life at all. But I was like, I want to get drunk, I want to have sex, and I want to just like escape my life. Like, it was like everything is too much. And that has been happening for the past 3 days. So I'm really glad you just said that because that all makes a lot of sense to me. Because I'm like, what the hell's going on? I don't even like partying anymore. Like, I don't even love football, but I want to go to this football party and I want to get wasted. And I didn't,
That's
but it was
good.
so
That's
tempting.
so.
It was like the little devil on my shoulder saying, come on, Lisa. Come on, Lisa. Don't you want to shut off your life for a while? And it was really loud. It was really loud.
Well, it's really great that you had the awareness to see and understand that. And all and that it, what you did, how you resisted it and you observed it is exactly the process, at least fundamentally, of how to move through it. Just remember that all this is temporary. It's a process that has to move through us. And what now? Also, we have Uranus that just came back into 29 degrees of Taurus. So Taurus rules the central nervous system. And we've had Uranus traversing through Taurus for the last 7 years. And it's been cleaning up and clearing out a nervous system. That's why everybody is burnt out and exhausted. Because Uranus is the energy of like unexpected, lightning and thunder and but it's where genius thought processes and ideas come into play. But it is also where if we're in that fight or flight, go, 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 our nervous system is already being bombarded with all this new energy. So between Neptune being at 29 degrees of Pisces and Uranus being at 29 degrees of Taurus, it is saying, okay, now it's sextile, which means that there's a good communication, energetically speaking, of showing, hey, you can escape, right? But it's not going to make you feel better. And when you come back, you're going to feel 10 times worse. So might as well just not do it because it's too much. Your burnt out is going to turn into a sickness.
It was funny because I was driving home and I was having these thoughts and I'm like, oh, I just feel like partying. But then I saw this man walking down the street in a bathrobe at, it was like noon, and he was doing the walk of shame. He looked so hungover. There's Grey Cup in my city this weekend, and he looked so hungover, and people were honking at him and bugging him. And I literally felt sick to my stomach. I'm like, thank you, universe. You literally just showed me what I would be feeling like if I would have given into that temptation this weekend. And it was like the lesson. And I was like, oh, thank God,
Dude,
I'm feeling great. You know, the universe
that's
showed
amazing.
me the path.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. Also, too, with all the stuff that's going on, because we are clearing out many lifetimes, all right, and that's a whole another topic of discussion that we can go do a whole new podcast on, right? But in this lifetime, our DNA is being upgraded. All that junk DNA that was in there, as these solar flares and these CMEs are coming to Earth, along with 3i Atlas, too, which we can get into later as well. All these things are bringing in all these new levels of radiation that is essentially purging and clearing out all the dormant DNA to reactivate these gifts and these higher vibrational levels of consciousness and understanding that we are meant and able to embody. So the trick here is, particularly with Pluto being in Aquarius now, that's all about the technology and AI and all this new We're all meant to come together. The darkness is trying to blend this technology with human beings, which is not a very smart thing to do. The true beautiful technology, the most advanced technology, is us.
Yeah.
It's consciousness.
We
It's
always
in
forget
our
that.
DNA,
We always forget
right?
that.
But so here's the thing though. In order to be able to utilize and activate this dormant DNA and these gifts that are inherently within us, number one, we have to believe it's possible. All
Yeah.
right. Without the belief that it's possible, it's never going to happen. Also, we have to feed it. And this is why biohacking and meditation and sound baths and frequency healing, it's why they're all getting so popular, because those frequencies and vibrations and sounds and whatnot are connecting to the dormant parts of us and they're lighting them up. They're activating them. But just like everything else, right? Just like weightlifting or like exercise, you have to work the muscle to grow it, to build it. The
Yeah.
body will produce the so-called stem cell access to it. So we will produce what is required for the potential to become kinetic. Okay. But if we don't use it, it will atrophy. We will lose it. And the
Right.
new addiction to human beings is the technology. Now, I'm not saying technology is inherently bad, particularly AI and all this, these new synthetic interfaces that they're combining with organic material, right? Those are ways that we don't have to use our creativity as much, or we don't have to utilize our natural, inherent God-given gifts, because AI can just take away the difficulty. And human beings, they grow and we learn through things that are difficult. We have good stress, we have bad stress, right?
Yeah.
Oh, the big thing here also is another way that we're escaping is through just scrolling on our phones. And they have mastered hijacking our dopamine. They know how to do it, which is really a big reason why I love doing ceremony. Because ceremony, we all put our phones away, we all sit around, and we all connect to each other and the medicine within ourselves. And we come to this still grounded place where we finally feel alive again through us just being us. But
Yeah.
everyone is chasing that feeling alive in one way or another. So I really strongly encourage you, we just really fully embedded ourselves and started this next 20, 29-year process of Pluto going through Aquarius. Now, a really positive thing about this is the alignment between Uranus, Pluto, and Neptune, which are all the multidimensional planets. All right. These are not involved in Vedic astrology because we discovered these as human consciousness was going beyond this realm of existence. So there is a trine and two sextiles. There's a trine between Uranus and Pluto, and then those are both sextiling over to Neptune. And they're all happening. They're starting at the 29th degree and hanging out and moving into the second and third degree of each sign in its subjective pattern. So what this means is that we have a lot of positive support for growth. What we have to do is get out of our own way. When we
That's the
stop
most
trying to make
difficult
it
part for most people, for
happen.
sure.
So the big fundamental shift here, right? And I want you guys, listeners, hear me. Okay. Hear me, hear Lisa. All right. When we get out of our own way and stop chasing and stop going after it, we become a magnet of attraction and it comes to us because we wouldn't be able to handle all the stress and all the sheer mountain, the sheer bigness of everything that we're meant to do here as conscious, authentic, meek leaders of this new earth. We have to allow it to come to us and we have to have the boundaries strong enough to know what not to take on. Because it's going to get to a point where we're going to have so many things coming at us, we're going to have to say no to certain things,
Yeah.
right? You take too much on. One of my friends I was talking to this weekend, incredibly successful guy. This guy already has millions of dollars. He's set for life and his kid's life, right? But he still takes on all these projects and all these things. And he told me, he said he feels like his soul is being ripped apart because he's
Wow.
giving, 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 giving. And all these people are just taking, and he has nothing left for his wife. He has nothing left for his family. He feels completely like he feels like he's gonna have a meltdown.
Yeah.
And apparently, something I said to him helped him, something click in his mind, which I was super grateful for, because he was, in fact, the person that helped change the trajectory of my life. But it's so easy. It doesn't matter if you're rich, poor, if you're, fit or fat, if you're skinny or tall or whatever. It doesn't matter. We are all coming. And this is why the whole celebrity culture is dying off, right? Because we're
Yeah.
realizing Everybody's human. Just because you get in front of a camera, a lot of people now with social media, with the way the internet is now, anybody can go viral and anybody can be up there. But if that happens, are you going to be able to keep your center? Are you going to be able to stay whole? And you see, even in Hollywood, in the past decades, a lot of these people that get in there, they have meltdowns. They have like a really bad stuff starts to happen to them from all this stuff that they were not taught. They didn't have the time to really work on this stuff before they got out there into the world to be able to learn how to operate these things, right? Nobody teaches these things until
No.
now,
Yeah,
right?
we're learning how to stay grounded in ourselves, how to essentially get in and get out. I just want to simplify it a little bit for the listeners out there that are like, okay, this is amazing. I'm starting to understand maybe why I was feeling a little bit off last month. How can someone who feels stuck or is intrigued by what you're saying begin to understand this? Like, where do you even start?
So that even that question is kind of a contradiction because it's really not starting anything, it's more stopping. The reason why you're trying to figure it out, first of all, that's what we have to explore. All right. Are you trying to figure it out because you need to feel a sense of control in your life? Because you don't know where the next step is
I
coming
think
or
I
there's
asked the
change
question that
happening.
way. That's exactly what it was like. It was like trying to give the listener a map, I led them astray because you're right. I love the way you're unpacking this.
So the key is to stop trying to figure it out and find a way to just be still. Whether say, you have four kids, you have a family, it's really hard for you to get away. Well, ask your significant other or get a babysitter for a day and just go out in nature by yourself and just sit and breathe and take in the air and just be present with yourself. If you can do that, even just for a few hours, and you can slow yourself down. Because what happens is when we get caught up in all the external stuff in the day-to-day grind, right? We disconnect from ourselves. And it's that disconnection that is now costing us energy. And it makes us want to do more, number one, so we can get to this place that we think we want to get to so that we can relax. That is darkness. That is the opposite of what we do. To be still and find ourselves. When I say find ourselves, it means more ground our energy out and be still with everything that's going on. But let it be okay. And then ask yourself, are you trying to control an outcome? Right? If you're situated, if you're in, and I can feel people, all right, well, you got to make money. You got to, pay the bills. You got to do this. You got to do that. Okay. Well, chances are you have some obstacles that you're going to have to move through, right? But maybe you have to let go of some type of your lifestyle. Maybe you're not in the right relationship and you're not getting the right support. And that means that you have to learn about having healthier boundaries, right? A lot of this requires some brutal honesty with yourself. If you're not happy, or if you feel that your life is unsustainable right now, it means that you're allowing your environment, people, places, things, situations to control how you're living your life. And then you seek more control in those parts that you don't have any control in order to get to a place. And we tend to create stories in our mind of where we're going to be, where we're going to get. And that's the carrot on the stick scenario. Because a lot of times and I've done it too, right? That's how I know. We create these stories in our mind so that we can just keep going or we can feel like we're not a total failure or a good person. No, look, you have to accept and feel all this shit. And that is the first step. Now, there are many different ways that you can do this, right? Of course, getting astrology reading, I'm happy to work with you on that. But you can go to a ceremony. You can just get a sound lounge and use vibroacoustics. You can go to a sound bath, right? You can just, like I said, get a babysitter for a day and just go out and sit in the woods for a couple hours, right? You can hydrate. You can, like, everybody's gonna have their own way that they do this, but fundamentally speaking, we have to stop doing and start being.
So no matter where the planets are, what the energy is in the world, if we're not connected within, we're already like at a disadvantage. It's not
100%.
looking externally, it's looking internally. It's like feeling
Yeah.
the feelings and not running from it and choosing the hard path.
And well, it's again, that phrase that you just said, choosing the hard path. Why does it have to be hard?
Choosing the right path.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I heard that for some reason. I don't know. It's possible.
No,
But
I did
yeah.
say wrong, but I would correct that to choosing the right path, which
Okay.
it just, I think what I'm getting at is that the choices that are meant for us sometimes don't feel comfortable, and they don't feel,
They rarely
it's
ever
like we
feel
don't
comfortable.
recognize them. And then like that uncertainty is hard to, it's hard to make those decisions if there's fear and uncertainty and having that full trust and faith, because not a lot of the population has that full trust and faith that everything's going to work out. Like they're
Very
so
true.
caught up in the external and wanting to know what the outcome is going to be so that they can feel secure about it. So what I meant by that is like just learning how to be okay with your decision, trusting your intuition that it's right for you and not
Yeah.
knowing the outcome.
Exactly. When we come to full acceptance, that's when we stop resisting. And it's that resistance that is creating the exhaustion. Right.
Yeah.
So we want to create, voluntarily create resistance in positive ways so that when the resistance comes up in life, we have a method of how to deal with it. And that is one way that we can learn to control. So this is why exercise is probably the single best medicine out there. Right. It's also why, voluntarily facing the resistance is like doing a cold plunge. Cold plunges
Right.
suck. They're uncomfortable. Right? But you're volunteering to go in that discomfort, which is in turn going to strengthen your body. It's going to reduce inflammation. It's going to give you a dopamine hit about 400 to 500%, right? So getting rid of inflammation, getting rid of tension in the body through heat exposure, right? Exercising, even connecting to people and exercise related things, right? Or working with different peptides or plant medicines to make sure that your vessel is as healthy and resilient as possible. The more that we can implement these things in our life voluntarily, the less our environment or the external stressors that we struggle with will have an effect on us. And
Right.
that builds confidence and structure, and that confidence and structure gives a resilience of heart-based knowing that you can make it through anything. And hey, look, sometimes we got to burn everything down in order to start fresh, right? It happened to me. Right. And some of us, are stubborn. But stubbornness when dealt with and faced, will bring humility, and it'll bring that meek based discipline and strength that you cannot fake. Right. So if you're listening, it's like, okay, now what? Well, number one, connect with someone or something that you feel like you trust. Somehow that you connect with and be like, all right, I resonate with this person is saying, and if everything makes sense, then we'll go forward one step at a time and learn how to trust your own decision-making process. Now, a true coach is going to help you see your own stuff. They're not going to tell you what like I would never say you got to do it the way I did it. That's how it worked for me. But when you understand the underlying factors that go into it, right? I can help to give you information that will help you see how you can do it your own way. And I'm not going to tell you what's right or wrong. You have to decide that for yourself. But if you take an action or you do something or you are being something that gives you a positive end result or an end result that makes you feel more confident, more structured, more at peace, or making more money or whatever it is that you're looking for, right? Then that's probably in a better direction. And if you can just follow that one step at a time, then you'll see the cycles start to shift and start to grow and start to evolve. And then you get to a point where now you're present, now you're loving the present moment because you've made it through all the hard decisions and all the hard stuff. And now you can just feel blessed not needing to know the outcome because now you are essentially living the outcome every day. And that's really where we all want to be, but the way to get there is the opposite of what most people think.
So before I ask you to tell the listeners about the work that you do and how you can help people understand astrology more and themselves, how do we choose, like we were talking about earlier, there's so much astrology out there. You go on TikTok, you go on Facebook, and it's like, put in your information, I'll draw your soulmates, and there's a lot of noise out there. How do we know what's real and what's not? And then tell us how people can find you and tell us more about the work that you do.
Okay, so first and foremost, if you really want to get information in this world that is not just superficial, it's going to require more than just like a 3 minute meme or something that is
So
that
you're
you
saying a
see for
soulmate
30
drawing that
seconds.
I got is not real? It took 2 seconds.
In order to really be able to get pertinent information at the soul level, you have to look at the whole chart. You have to look at the aspects, and also you have to have a certain intention going into it, right? Because I can talk to someone about their chart, for days on end, but is it fulfilling the questions that you have in your mind? Because everybody's in a certain place and wants to focus on a certain thing. So you have to have an intention in mind, right? And then, like I said, connect with someone that you feel you can trust that will give you some real feedback about what you want to know. Now, if depending on if you want to go to a Vedic astrologer or a Western astrologer or a heliocentric astrologer, again, that's going to be with what feels right to you. The number one thing here is you have to trust your own judgment and your own guidance, right? And because there are just like religions, there are so many factions that go into even just Christianity alone. There's what, 15 to 20 different kinds, right? That means at some point down the road, somebody had a difference of opinion and they ch created a whole different sect based on that difference of opinion. So the good thing about astrology is that they're not necessarily different opinions, they're different perspectives. So you're learning information about from a different place, but they're all synergistic in nature. So if you got a Vedic astrology reading and if you got a Western astrology reading, you're going to get very similar information, but it's just going to be talking about a different perspective in your consciousness, right? So wanting to understand yourself better, for me personally, astrology was a great start. It was what really spoke to me. So if it speaks to you, I'd say explore it, but just make sure like you need to sit down with someone for at minimum 30 minutes, if not like an hour, right? So you really wrap your head around the foundation of what it is that you're learning. And then after that, you should be able to, if you're working with someone that knows what they're doing, you should be able to get at least a structured plan of where to go from there in this next phase, like maybe in this next month, in this next 6 months, right? To see, okay, these are what you need to focus on. These are maybe the diagnosis that you should get. This is the conversation that it would be a good idea to have. All right. Make sure that when you do it, you're in a good centered place and map out all the different nuances. Because if you tend to say something when you get emotional, right, like that's not a good idea. You want to be able to temper the emotions and come at it with more of a stoic groundedness, right? And so these are all the questions that you have to ask yourself before you jump into this world. Okay, so have it structured and have it layered out so that you can kind of guide the direction where it goes. And then from there, when you get that information, you'll have an idea of what the next group of information that you want to get. Okay, I know a lot of people right now are dealing with a lot of issues in the body, right? And the body, that's all these repressed and suppressed emotions that are coming up to try to be resolved. Our body, it communicates us through a unique language. That's also something that I do. I help people understand what all these imbalances in the body are meaning emotionally. And then, of course, beyond that, we can go into different kind of therapies to help potentiate the extraction of these trapped emotions. And when we get that out, that means our body feels better, our mind is clearer and calmer, and we're able to make much better decisions. But typically speaking, at the beginning of this process, we need that strength to make the harder decisions because you're going to have some hard decisions you're going to make if you're in a place in your life where you don't want to be. So remember that part too, okay? And that, at least for me, that's where the plant medicine and the body work and the vibroacoustics come into play. Right, where now we have an idea of what's going on, we have intention set, we kind of know where the things are trapped in your body or your mind, and then at least with psychedelic work, we are able to remove the equation of the ego. We're able to go into a very surrendered, still place, and then you're now in this new place where you're open and you're like an exposed nerve, and someone that again you trust is able to go in there and extract and activate all these things. And when that happens, you will get so much information about yourself, about your life, And that information, however it comes through, is going to teach you in this next level, this next phase. So each phase, focus entirely on that phase. If you try to map it out, where, okay, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and no, after that first phase, you could be going in a completely different direction than you expected. And expectation is the root of all suffering.
Yeah,
Right? So leave the
100%.
expectation at the door and embrace the present moment, because really all this internal work, it's bringing you deeper and deeper in contact and in touch with yourself, of who you truly are. And that, in essence, is literally changing you. It's changing the neural pathways in your brain. It's bringing more vitality to your physical body. Suddenly, you could have thought that you were going to be an accountant for the rest of your life, and now you want to go become a professional rock climber. Like, you don't know. So embrace the unknown with a childlike curiosity. And once you can get to the place where you can do that, now the world is your oyster. Because, you know, and at least for me and a lot of people that have done a lot of extreme things in their life, like I have done, we're not afraid of going out and doing this crazy stuff, right? But now it doesn't create so much pain afterward, right? And now I approach life like with this, like it used to be that with this trepidation, like, oh, I gotta go through this again, like, okay, and just, you know, kind of like muscle myself through it, right? And stop doing that. Now it's like, cool, what's next? All right. Tell somebody, hey, you want to go jump on an airplane? All right, let's go. It's all about the experience, all about feeling, and if it's going to happen, I know for sure it's not my time. And when my time comes, then my time comes, and I've come to accept that. And now, not everybody has to go to that depth, that length, but I believe that I have, so I can connect to people that are also in that place, right? So when you finally face death while still living, then death doesn't scare you, because death is just a portal to another level, another layer of your consciousness. Death is not the end, people.
You know, what's interesting to me is I'm imagining 10 years from now what people's names are going to look like. Because right now you go on LinkedIn and you see like so and so is a doctorate and like all these letters behind their name. But really that means nothing at the essence of it because we're ever evolving. So the world is shifting, the energy is shifting. I love what you said about just hanging on, enjoying the ride, having no expectations, just living life and being your true authentic self. It's not we shouldn't define ourselves and limit ourselves to the accountant. Like if you say I'm an accountant, like what does that even mean? It's such an interesting time. So where can people who feel connected to you and really want to learn more about themselves, where can they find you and begin to work with you?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So you can go to my website, spiritualbodybuilder.com. The website with all of my other services is optimizinghuman.com. My Instagram is spiritual_bodybuilder, and my YouTube is also spiritual bodybuilder. So I'm working on activating all these other social media. There's just so much to do. It's like I need assistance. but also too, like if you're still questioning, curious, and you want to know maybe my story, how I came into all this at a deeper level, you can get my book, The Indigo Flame, and that describes everything that I talked about here and more. So, and you can find that book on Amazon or at spiritualbodybuilder.com.
Nice. And lastly, I just want to say, what does it mean to you to live in alignment with the stars before we go? What does that mean to you?
I mean, that's life. That's everything. Yeah, for most of my life, I felt lost because I was not living like that. And since I've discovered that part of me, life feels, it's that feeling that I always felt like I was missing, what I was chasing out in the world, I no longer need to chase it. And it's that almost allowed my soul to rest in a way. It's that brought an inner peace into my heart. That has completely changed everything about everything, really. It's all my belief systems, the way that I approach virtually everything. My life is more of just like a consistent flow of different types of meditation. Even weightlifting, you know, working out, it's connecting within It's aligning all of my breath with my movement, with my visualization, with my intention, everything. And everything has become a curiosity rather than trepidation as well, which really activates and gives me the confidence to really bring my creativity out into the world.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much for being here
Yeah.
today and for talking about astrology in a unique way that makes it more relatable. I really think it makes it more relatable because so many people generalize astrology and like you read your horoscope but it's so dynamic and it really comes
Yeah.
down to the connection with oneself and looking inward. So thank you so much for being here today.
Lisa, it's always a pleasure to be talking with you. I look forward to our next interaction. Thank you too. And thank all you guys for tuning in and listening.
Yes. And you guys, don't be afraid to look within and to step off the path. Stop being a follower. Step into your
Yeah.
power.
Be the
Until
CEO
next
of your own
time.
life.
Yes. Be the CEO of your own life. And mic drop. That was perfect.
Yeah.
Don't forget to like and subscribe, you guys.